I always love when we get to talk to different guests and interesting guests. So my next one certainly is that. Not only an incredibly accomplished speed walker, winning gold at the Commonwealth Games, setting a Canadian record in that, and then also winning bronze at Rio de Janeiro in, or I think it was in Rio. Oh, now I forget. Or was it in Tokyo? Oh, that, what a horrible intro. What a horrible intro. Evan Dunphy is joining us. Evan, thanks so much for being on the show. Go to his website, dunphywalks.com. I can't believe that just left my brain.
No worries. I was a Rio bronze medalist, only for about 2 hours.
That's right. He was taken away. Yeah. Yes, so you're talking about Tokyo.
Technically not wrong. But, yes, no, I brought home the bronze in Tokyo 5 years on.
Yes. Yeah. Let's start here with at the Commonwealth Games. I think it was in the 10,000 meter last Sunday. What is that feeling like when you just crossing that finish line?
It was incredible. We're used to the longer stuff. My preference is that 50 kilometer race, but you know, this was a 10 kilometer race and it was on the track in the stadium. The stadium was packed, 25,000 people. It was unbelievable. You know, I'm aware that race walking doesn't draw crowds of 25,000 people regularly. So to get to experience that was just something I'll never forget.
Let's go back to what you said there, because I know it's been a big part of you talking about you're going to mourn the loss of the 50K, which, again, is what you won the bronze medal at the last summer games. What is it about the 50K that so appeals to you, and why did they get rid of it?
To me, it put the endure in endurance. It was so rawly on display in the 50K. You know, it was a race that really didn't start until 35 kilometers into it. And that last 15K, if you messed up a little bit of your fueling, if you messed up a little bit of your hydration, your cooling, any little mistake just magnified itself like crazy. And you could have a massive lead to completely evaporate. You know, for example, I was in fourth place with just a kilometer to go in Tokyo, and I was 22 seconds back of third place with that 1K to go, and was able to kick down. And wasn't until the last 100 meters of that 50K race that I moved into the bronze medal position. So that's what I loved about it, was that it was never over until you crossed the finish line. And unfortunately, the IOC didn't see the value of it. They didn't see that side of things, and they thought it was too long and wanted to get rid of it. And so, you know, I'll never get sick of defending the event and the value it has. And as a free event at the Olympics, you know, it allowed anyone to come out and watch and bring their family out and be inspired by the athletes. So definitely going to miss it. But, it is what it is.
And what I'm going to say on the front end, I am not at all comparing. There is a lifetime between you and I. I've done a bunch of marathons, and this is more to everyone out there listening. There is something so cool about the finish line, whether it's a marathon, whether it's speed walking. I don't know what it is. I've gone and watched where I'm not even competing, and I'll get teared up near the end watching people cross the finish line. There's this energy there, isn't there?
Well, the great thing about marathons or about running or walking in general is that when you stand on that start line, you're all doing the same race. You know, when Eliud Kipchoge crosses the finish line in a world record of 2 hours and 1 minute for the marathon, and someone else comes across the finish line in 4 hours, they ran that exact same course. They were out there doing the exact same thing, covering the same distance. There's something really special about that. The finish line is just a place to go and hang out and to see people celebrating achieving their goal. My goal is to win Olympic medals and world championship medals and set world records maybe one day, but it means no different to me than what somebody else's goal means to them. It might be a bit different objectively, but the process of trying to achieve it and the joy that comes with succeeding is exactly the same. So I think that's what gives that finish line feel, that really special environment.
Oh, absolutely. But by the way, I'm going to be the bad guy here for a second, because I know you are not that. But there is a difference in that feeling. My goal is to get under 3.5 hours. Your goal is to win medals. There is a difference, and it's impressive to watch. What, Evan, what do people not know about speedwalking? You mentioned before about in the final 15 kilometers of the 50K that the tiniest mistake can cost you. What are things that people don't know about your sport?
I think the biggest thing is just there's a preconception that because it looks funny, then it must be easy. And I think that's the biggest thing we have to battle. We know it looks funny. We're make no bones about it. I know what I look like when I'm out there doing it. But to convince people or to show people that it's actually, you know, still incredibly, incredibly physiologically demanding, you know, that's the thing that I want to preach as much as I can. You know, in the 10K race in at Commonwealth Games, my average heart rate for that 38 and a half minute race was 184 beats a minute. So, you know, for anyone out there that goes on runs and knows what their heart rate, you know, kind of does, imagine doing 38 and a half minutes at an average heart rate of 184. And that's kind of what we're doing, just to give you a sense of the physiological demands of it. And then having to do that high physiological strain while also adhering to these rules, because race walking is essentially just running with rules. We're bound by having to have one foot on the ground at all times and having a front our front leg be straight at the knee. But other than that, the challenge on the heart and on the lungs is the exact same.
And I would say to everyone, go out and check out an event. And yes, you might think it looks goofy. I think you'll be impressed with the physicality of it if you're actually there, if you're there up close. Getting off of, and we'll get back to speed walking and just what's next for you. Again, joined by Evan Dunphy. And again, congrats winning the gold at the Commonwealth Games, setting records. And again, bronze medalist in the last Summer Olympics and nearly bronze back in Brazil. I'm curious about your goals politically.
Yeah. So getting ready for a new kind of race come October, running for city council. I'm trying to avoid the walking for city council puns for as long as I can, because I know
do your best. Do your best. That's going to be hard.
You know, I've genuinely comes down to I've walked my city more than anybody else, and you get a really unique, different perspective seeing your city at 12, 13 kilometers an hour than you do at 40, 50 kilometers an hour. And I just think that Richmond, British Columbia, where it's home for me, is a city with amazing potential. And you know, like I've striven for the last 20 years to find my own potential, I want to start working towards how we can, you know, have Richmond achieve its potential.
Okay, we're going to stay politically for a second, because I walk a lot in the city of Toronto, and I saw that on your Twitter account, you were walking around Richmond and just all the developments there. Do you have any thoughts on, like, to me, one of the biggest issues is always, wow, we're going down a weird route, but here we go. I never expected to go here, but I always get nervous for young people because the cost of rent and the cost of housing and just the cost of trying to live anywhere in a city is so crazy expensive. And I bring this up because on your Twitter account, you were going through like tens and tens, maybe even hundreds of pictures of developments and just how much, and these developments were hurting the ability for more people to live in cities. I don't know if you have any thoughts on this. This is a bizarre question, but is there anything that can be done to help with issues when it comes to things like rent?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we just need to be, first and foremost, is just building more diverse ranges of housing. I live I'm talking to you today from in a three-story apartment in next to an elementary school, a community center, and a high school that would be illegal to build today. But it's a great place to, you know, for someone like myself, for young families to live. And we've got to build more stuff like that, and we got to build more walkable communities. We got to allow people to be able to walk to get their groceries or take a bike or let kids walk to school. I mean, I certainly grew up walking to school every single day, and I think I'm better for it. So, you know, there's lots that can be done, and I'm excited to sort of, you know, throw those solutions out there. But maybe a sports radio show is not the ideal time to be talking about that sort of thing. I think some of your listeners are probably already confused having a race walker on.
And I know. It's my fault.
We're diving down other these holes. But I could talk for hours about this. So
I know.
Go follow me on Twitter, and you can get all my hot takes there.
Yeah. By the way, if we had more time, I would do so many follow-ups on this, because I think people listening, you're listening to a sports show, but these are issues that affect everyone. We don't have that time, so I have to end again, joined by Evan Dunphy. What is next for you? What is the next step for you after winning at the Commonwealth Games?
So I have another race in 10 days in the Bahamas. I'll be trying to retain my area title, so our NACAC, our North America, Central American, Caribbean title. So I won that 4 years ago in Toronto, and I'll be trying to retain that title in over a week's time. So, yeah, just got home, get some recovery in, see my physio, get a bit of training in, and then leave again for another race in a couple of days. So it's pretty relentless, but I've definitely taken some time to celebrate this Commonwealth win.
Where did you say it was at? The Dominican? Where was the race?
In the Bahamas, yeah, in Napa.
In the Bahamas. Bahamas in August, doing speed walking. That is going to be, I mean, that right itself should tell people just the physicality and the endurance required. You couldn't have waited and done this in November in shade. Instead, you're doing it there in August. That's going to be crazy.
It was 35 degrees in Tokyo when we raced, and our world champs in 2019 were in Doha, where it was 32 degrees, and we were racing at 11:30 at night.
Okay,
so,
good.
You know, we take on those hot conditions for sure.
Yep, I'm glad it's at night, not at noon. All right, well, listen, I wish you all the best. Stay healthy, stay hydrated. I'd love to get you back on again where we do 20% sports and 80% zoning.
For sure, anytime. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Follow the man on Twitter, at Evan Dunphy. Go to the website, dunphywalks.com. This is a really interesting dude doing good stuff for Canada.